Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 98 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. Recently, I was at a junior tournament watching some singles and doubles matches. On this particular day, there was a lot of gamesmanship on display. Now, many of the tactics employed were what I believe most players would consider as acceptable and within conventional tennis etiquettes and standards. Other tactics, however, crossed that line of gamesmanship over to poor sportsmanship, and even worse in some cases, to outright cheating. In several of these matches, the players on the receiving end of these tactics lost their composure and consequently lost their matches. The serious problem of cheating in junior tennis is a topic I'll discuss in a future podcast. But in this podcast, I'd like to talk about one of the key elements to maintaining your composure when you encounter opponents who are a bit aggressive and overzealous with their competitive tactics. Now, whether it's an opponent's gamesmanship or unsportsmanlike conduct, there are typically numerous circumstances and opportunities throughout a match when you are going to be challenged to maintain your composure. And it can come in many forms and instances. For example, from players who turn their backs and make you wait when you're ready to serve, to those who yell, "Come on," and openly celebrate when you make an unforced error, to those who loudly and confidently call every ball close to the line out, and so on. The fact is, just about anything can push a player down that path of disarray during a match, even if for only a moment, but long enough for that player to be negatively impacted. Some antics are a bit more subtle than, say, the blatant hooking of line calls. In one of the matches I watched that day, one of the players grew visibly annoyed with his opponent's frequent questioning of the game score, each instance resulting in a brief stoppage of play and disruption of the match flow, as the players would have to stop to recount the points of that game. Now, I should point out that this player only ever questioned the game score when the other player was the one serving, and never on his own serve. Interesting, right? In another match, my friend's teenage son lost his composure, and with it, the match, because his opponent was calling every ball close to the line out before the ball even bounced. Now, it was tough to watch him grow visibly irritated and frustrated with every premature out call by his opponent. After the match, he asked me what he could have done differently to have handled the situation better. I told him he should have called his opponent's attention to the premature line calling immediately after the first occurrence, instead of bottling it up and allowing the frustration to grow and fester. To be clear, I wasn't referring to the opponent calling the ball out, but rather to the opponent making the line call prematurely. In other words, calling it before the ball actually bounced. Because you all know, whether your opponent calls your shot good or out, it's your opponent's call, not yours. The takeaway of my post-match advice to my friend's son was simply for him to maintain his composure by trying to stay in control of his emotions and reactions. In this particular instance, by immediately calling attention to his opponent's premature line calling, essentially calling out his opponent, it allows him to put it out there in the open, get that incident off his chest, and move on, hopefully mitigating the level of frustration, annoyance, loss of focus, and composure from that instance. And if it happens again, call his opponent out on it again, release, and move on. Now, I wish I could tell you there is some magic, secret sauce, or formula for helping a player maintain composure through those potentially disruptive circumstances in a match. Unfortunately, no surefire way actually exists. That said, I do believe there is a common denominator, or at least a starting point to how you can approach that challenge of maintaining your composure. And of course, that starting point is your mindset or attitude. The fact is, every player goes about this differently and with varying degrees of effectiveness. However, regardless of the circumstances, what your opponents do or how they behave, the one constant throughout all this, the one thing over which you always have complete control, is your mindset or attitude, which of course has a direct impact on your ability to effectively manage your composure. I believe you have to have the mindset that you are the one who has complete control over your emotions, actions, and reactions, and thus you are not going to allow your opponent, or anyone for that matter, to impact you in such a way that you end up giving away any part of this control. The instant you begin to expend any energy on frustration, irritation, or anger as a result of your opponent's antics, you allow your opponent to take that control. The bottom line, you're not trying to change your opponent's attitudes, behavior, or integrity. You have no control over that. Again, this is about you exercising control over those things which you have control. In this case, your mindset and attitude. So the next time you find yourself in one of these potentially emotional situations against an opponent that is overzealous or perhaps even a bit on the shady side, remember, you are the one in control of your emotions, actions, and reactions. Do not give your opponent that control and allow him to have that kind of power over you. Maintain your composure. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.